Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Who needs Democrats when Republicans now seem to be doing all the dirty work that the Democrats wanted to do from the very beginning? That's the question that many conservatives are asking themselves right now, after Democrats and Republicans joined together to pass the $61 billion Ukraine aid package. Yes. It is passed. And while it was passing, there was a flag flying on the floor of the House of Representatives, and that was not the American flag. Democrats were passing out and waving Ukraine flags. Yes, waving Ukraine flags. Speaker Mike Johnson, a Republican, as you know, who is from Louisiana, delivered President Joe Biden a huge victory. A $61 billion gift over the weekend on Saturday afternoon, reversing his months-long pledge to never advance foreign aid without first securing America's borders, something he had promised. I'm going to have more about this in just a second that deals also with more lies coming from the Biden White House. But first, let me tell you about my friends at Patriot Mobile. For 10 years now, Patriot Mobile has been America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. Why would you care about that? Because Big Mobile is giving big donations right now to hardcore leftist causes, organizations, candidates. Those include Planned Parenthood. If you're like me and you're tired of giving your money to corporations that are literally fighting against your family values, then switch to Patriot Mobile. When I look down at my cell phone in the top left, it says Patriot. And I know with every text and with every phone call, I'm standing with a company that protects my values, but also gives back to what I believe in. When you switch to Patriot Mobile, you're sending a message that you support free speech. You're supporting religious freedom. You're supporting and advocating and donating to protect the sanctity of life in this country. Because 5% of your bill every month goes back to conservative causes that you help choose to support. We're talking about causes like protecting our Second Amendment rights, supporting our military, our veterans, our wounded warriors, and our first responder heroes, just to name a few. Is switching easy? You better believe it. You can keep your same cell phone number you have right now, keep your same cell phone, or upgrade to a new one. Plus, Patriot Mobile also is going to give you free activation right now when you use the promo code BEN. All you got to do is call them. 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT. Get rid of that woke phone company you have right now and switch to Patriot Mobile. PatriotMobile.com/Ferguson. That's PatriotMobile.com/Ferguson or 972-PATRIOT. All right, now, multiple Democrats and possibly a few Republicans cheered, shouted, Ukraine, Ukraine, and waved those Ukrainian flags. The Ukraine aid vote closed. Where's the money going? How much of it will actually help the people in Ukraine? How much of it's going to be embezzled by those that are corrupt in Ukraine? Probably about 60 of the $61 billion that we're sending them. By the way, we don't have this money. We're having to borrow the money, so it's actually going to end up costing us probably several hundred billion dollars in interest on top of the principal. Quote, it is in violation of decorum to wave flags on the floor. Johnson scored the Democrats, but did it really matter? No, of course not, because he just gave them what they wanted. The Ukraine portion of the foreign aid passed 311 to 112. One representative, Republican Dan Mauser, a Republican from Pennsylvania, voted present. Johnson, once again, violated what is referred to as the Hassert rule. Only 101 Republicans voted with Johnson, while 112, a clear majority, opposed what Johnson was doing. House Republican members circulated a document outlining a timeline of Johnson's repeated insistence, I should say, that the House would not advance a foreign aid package before securing America's southern border. That was a promise that he made that obviously was meaningless. Johnson had begun publicly wavering in early March after a February the 28th meeting with the White House. His reversal followed months of grooming by both the White House and the establishment Republicans. Quote, we've been working with him for months to try to get him there, one anonymous lawmaker told Politico, which said that Johnson's Ukraine bill would, quote, grant Biden a major foreign policy victory that has eluded him for an entire year. And like I said, who needs Democrats when you've got Republicans that will do the work that the Democrats are begging for? The White House and intelligence state reeducation of Mike Johnson. Yes, that's not a joke. The White House and intelligence state re-educated Mike Johnson. They say it began before his seat warmed. According to Politico, the administration held several closed-door briefings for Johnson and other lawmakers to update them on the deteriorating situation in Ukraine, starting just days after Johnson became the speaker. Officials involved in those briefings included the CIA director, William Burns, and the National Security Advisor, Jake Sullivan, to let them know how important it was that we gave all this money to Ukraine. The Ukraine bill will be bundled into a larger foreign aid package that does not include border security. Johnson, by the way, held a vote on a border security bill earlier in the day, but Johnson moved that bill under suppression of the rules, which meant it required two-thirds support to pass. It received a 215 to 199 in opposition, and therefore it, quote, failed. The Senate, by the way, is expected to act on the bill very soon after receiving the bill, which, of course, is going to send your money to Ukraine. Now, the question that you should be asking yourself right now, well, hold on a second. What do the American people say about another $61 billion in Ukraine aid? I can tell you exactly what they think. Overwhelming, the majority of Republicans that have been polled have said that they do not agree with sending more money to Ukraine. Why do they do it? Because this is how the rich get richer in the, well, military-industrial complex. And this is what you do when you go all in for Ukraine, because you've made Russia into, right, the evil group that must be, quote, stopped. And if you don't support Ukraine funding and you question even for just a second where the money is going, let's also be clear, they then say you're supporting Vladimir Putin. And so that's how they win all of this. They tell you that you're a Russian supporter or a Vladimir Putin supporter if you don't support what they're demanding right now. Welcome to the world. This world that we live in now is all about appeasing Ukraine. It is all about appeasing the left. It's all about appeasing the deep state. It's all about appeasing those that get rich, the defense contractors. And you have to understand something. The money that we give to Ukraine comes right back into the defense contractors, and then we give that stuff back to Ukraine, which means they're making billions of dollars off of every single one of these bills that we continue to pass. That is a fact. Then what ends up going to Ukraine, we know, doesn't always go to the front lines and or even to the people. That is problem number two with this, but it doesn't seem to matter. because it's a very simple argument they make. If you don't support Ukraine, then by default, you're supporting Putin. That's the whole ball game here. In fact, GOP Representative Gonzalez said this on CNN about his colleagues, other Republicans. Listen carefully.
We have a real live actual House Republican congressman here, Tony Gonzalez of Texas. So you voted yes on the foreign aid package. Do you have confidence that at this point, given that it is still possible that Marjorie Taylor Greene will push to vacate, to kick him out of the speaker's chair, that he can survive?
He will survive. Look, the House is a rough and rowdy place, but Mike Johnson is going to be just fine. I served 20 years in the military. It's my absolute honor to be in Congress, but I served with some real scumbags. Look, Matt Gaetz, he paid minors to have sex with him at drug parties. Bob Good endorsed my opponent, a known neo-Nazi. These people used to walk around with white hoods at night. Now they're walking around with white hoods in the daytime. What didn't surprise me that some of these folks voted against aid to Israel, but I was encouraged to see by a nearly 10-1 mark that Republicans supported our allies on the battlefield.
Wow. Okay. I should say that the federal...
By the way, does that sound like a real Republican to you? A real-life Republican, as he describes himself, as CNN describes him? Says, I work with a bunch of scumbags? You would think that the enemy, that this guy's enemy is actually the Republican Party, not the Democratic Party. That's what it sounds like from this Republican. And this is what we're up against. I go back to what I said earlier. Who needs Democrats when you've got Republicans that will do the same damn thing? And you listen to what he just said there. I work with some real scumbags. And he goes through his highlight reel. And CNN loves this guy. Why does CNN love this guy? Because he's a useful idiot of the Republican Party. He is a useful idiot of the Republican Party that they can put on TV on Sunday morning and say, we're going to have a huge audience for you. And you come on and you rip your colleagues in the Republican Party. You will be our useful idiot. And that's exactly what he just did. Let me also say this about the Ukraine funding. The American people, maybe some of them would have been in favor of this if we had a secure border. But Americans clearly said, we want a secure border before we want any of this other crap you guys are trying to make us pay for. You want to know what Lindsey Graham had to say about the House sending a $95 billion foreign aid package to the Senate and 60-plus billion of that going to Ukraine? Listen.
There's a loan component to it. This would not have passed without Donald Trump. I want to thank the House Speaker and Akeem Jeffries working together in a bipartisan fashion to give weapons to Ukraine to fight a fight that matters to us. And President Trump has created a loan component to this package that gives us leverage down the road. So this idea that...
I don't even know what to say here. There's a loan component to it. So that's how they're saying somehow you're going to get paid back. This would not have passed without Donald Trump. I'm not so sure about that either. I want to thank the House Speaker and Akeem Jeffries, the Democratic leader, working together in a bipartisan fashion to give weapons to Ukraine to fight a fight that matters to us. I mean this. How does this matter to us? You're not listening to the American people. The majority of the American people say, no, this is not a fight that we want to be involved in. This is not an aid package that we want. This is not, as he described, a loan package that the American people want. He said, and President Trump has created a loan component to this package. It gives us leverage down the road. I guarantee you this loan is going to be forgiven down the road. They're going to say they can't pay it or they'll default on the loan. I have no doubt in my mind that Ukraine is never going to write a big fat check to the United States of America. We're going to keep writing them checks, and this will not be the last one based on what they're talking about. This White House also said something very clearly. This White House made it abundantly clear in their own words that we are going to give them money for however long this war takes. Full stop. You want to know why they said it that way? Because they wanted to make it clear. And what does this say to Ukraine? What this says to Ukraine is, hey, we don't really need, or Ukraine, you don't really need to win the war. You don't want to lose the war. What you want to do is probably just keep it somewhere in the middle, and then we'll keep sending you more money than you could have ever imagined. Okay, you could have, that's what you're telling them. You're telling them, don't really fight this thing. just kind of tinker back and forth. Tinker back and forth and prolong it. That's what it says. It says prolong the war, right? Just prolong this war. And if you guys will prolong this war, we're going to keep sending you money indefinitely. What does success look like? That's the question I ask, and no one could answer it. My question for the White House is a very simple question. What does success look like? Can anyone answer me what success looks like? Can anyone tell me what real success is going to look like? What is the definition of failure? Can anyone tell me what that looks like? If somebody could explain those or answer those basic questions, it would be amazing to hear that. But this is not about that, folks. And I go back to what I said earlier. Who needs Democrats running the country when Republicans are doing all this stuff for the Democrats on their behalf? What I do know is neither party is listening to the American people, because on both sides of the aisle, the majority of Americans are saying no to the funding to Ukraine. There's other things that they care about, specifically what I said earlier. What I said earlier is so vitally important. What I said earlier about they were going to do this and they don't care what you think and they don't care about the future of this country. They don't care. And they go, oh, no, there's some loans in here. So there's some loan things that'll work here. So this is somehow going to be good. You want to know how much they hate you now? There was something else that happened this week. Biden moved to restrict new oil and gas leasing on part of a federal petroleum reserve in Alaska. And he did it this week because the extreme environmental left said, you better do it or we may not support you in this upcoming election. And you know what he did? He said, okay, I'll do it. You know what this means for our energy independence while we're not sanctioning, for example, Iran? Now, let me rephrase that. We have sanctions on Iran's oil. We're just not enforcing them. Iran is selling billions of barrels of oil. We have a sanction that's put in place on those oil barrels, but we're not enforcing it, and they're selling it on the black market. The majority of the tankers are going to China because China desperately needs it. We have gas prices now that are $3 plus a gallon, depending on where you live. That's not helping the American people. They're struggling in this economy either. But do you think this administration gives a rat's rear end about you and what you care about? Clearly not. Senator Sullivan on Face the Nation said this about Biden's new move that's going to cost you a ton more money.
The president wants to conserve 30% of U.S. lands as part of his climate change efforts, and he has limited oil and gas drilling in parts of the National Petroleum Reserve to protect polar bears and other things. And then he also blocked a road, crucial to operating a copper and zinc mine.
Yeah.
You said this is suicidal and lawless.
It was.
Those are strong words.
Well, it's lawless. He doesn't have the authority to do it, and I can go into all the laws that support me on that. It's, as I say, national security suicide. Look, this president won't sanction the Iranian oil and gas regime. You may have seen Senator Blumenthal and I sent a letter to the president on Friday saying you need to do that, but he has no problem sanctioning Alaska. This administration has issued 63 executive orders and executive actions singularly focused on Alaska to shut our state down. Now, that, of course, hurts my constituents. But, Margaret, a national resources, energy, critical minerals, that's an American strength. This should concern all kinds of Americans. And I'll mention one final thing that I really wanted to highlight here. You know, I've been in the Senate 9 years. I have never seen such a cynical and dishonest display coming out of any presidency. When this president on Friday with Secretary Holland announced that they did this because the Alaska Native, the indigenous people on the North Slope of Alaska asked them to, they wanted them to. The leaders of the North Slope of Alaska were unanimous in opposition to this. Mm-hmm. They tried to meet with Secretary Holland. She wouldn't meet with them. This is a rule that focuses on their lands where they've been living for thousands of years. And then the president says, well, I did it because the indigenous people of Alaska wanted it. That is a lie. And it is a lie. And go see what the indigenous people of Alaska from that part of my state said.
Okay.
They're very upset. And the president was canceling their voices and now stealing their voices. It was really a despicable move.
Are you surprised, though? Senator Sullivan saying this guy, not only is he a part of a federal petroleum reserve in Alaska and its lawlessness. But he says, the president says, well, I did it because the indigenous people of Alaska wanted it. That's a lie. The senator from Alaska is telling you that the president of the United States of America just invoked the indigenous people of Alaska as the reason and justification for doing this. In reality, this is part of the Green New Deal. It's a religion. That's what it is. It is a religion. It is a religion, and it's a religion that the hardcore left is obsessed with. And this president of the United States of America is doing everything he can to force you into an electric vehicle. How do you do that? You make gas prices go up. How much? A lot more than they are right now. That's how you make it go up. It's really, honestly, that simple. You make gas prices skyrocket. You make them go to $5, $6, $7 a gallon. And then people will start looking at electric vehicles. And they say, that's great, because that's how we save the environment. And we go all in to save the environment. It doesn't matter how much it hurts the American people. It doesn't matter how much it hurts the American family. It doesn't matter how much it hurts minorities. It doesn't matter how much it hurts anyone. So congratulations, America. You didn't get just screwed once. You got screwed twice. You got screwed on gas and oil exploration. At the same time, they said, we're also going to screw you on Ukraine funding that is going to cost you $60+ billion. We got to borrow the money, so it's going to cost even more than that.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on,
but we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Democratic Senator Bob Casey has come out and said this on MSNBC. I'm going to say it again. Democratic Senator Bob Casey, talking about how important it is that we give all this money to Ukraine, said this about the $95 billion aid package the Senate's going to take up on Tuesday.
Most of these dollars are really an investment in America, in our defense industrial base. We will be producing the weapons that the Iranians use to defeat Vladimir Putin. So it's a good moment for the country. That'll be on Tuesday.
Wait, what? What? Hold on a second. So we're lining the pockets of defense contractors with the money that we're giving to Ukraine to buy the weaponry in America that is going to the defense contractors that lobbied for this multi-billion, $95 billion aid package, which was really just a $95 billion package of buying arms. And he says it's a good thing because, I want to make sure I heard that right, we will be producing the weapons that the Iranians use to defeat Vladimir Putin. So we're giving weapons to the Iranians now? This is Democratic Senator Bob Casey.
We will be producing the weapons that the Iranians use to defeat Vladimir Putin. So it's a good moment for the country. That'll be on Tuesday.
That'll be on Tuesday. We will be producing the weapons that the Iranians use to defeat Vladimir Putin. Now, you could say maybe you screwed up and said the wrong thing there. I don't know. Right? Maybe, right? Or maybe he's telling the truth. Maybe he knows something that I don't know. Maybe he knows something. By the way, an unwell Hillary Clinton also went on a delusional rant claiming that President Trump is modeling himself after Putin and Xi Jinping and Kim Jong-un to, quote, kill his oppression, imprison his opposition, and drive journalists and others into exile. Wait, isn't that exactly what the Democrats are literally doing right now? I'm pretty sure. Now, I know, I have fair warning, this is Hillary Clinton's voice you're about to hear, but she is now accusing, and this is what the left does so well, they will accuse you of doing something, and it's the exact damn thing they're doing right now. Listen, Hillary Clinton, and I apologize for her voice, but it's important you hear it.
Putin does what he would like to do, kill his opposition, imprison his opposition, drive, you know, journalists and others into exile, rule without any check or balance. That's what Trump really wants. And so we have to be very conscious of how he sees the world, because in that world, he only sees strong men leaders. He sees Putin. He sees Xi. He sees Kim Jong-un in North Korea. Those are the people he is modeling himself after. And we've been down this road in our, you know, world history. We sure don't want to go down that again. And especially when my view, having negotiated with Putin and knowing that one of the reasons he went after me is because he knew I would, you know, deal with him in an appropriate way. And Trump would basically do whatever he wanted. Putin does what he would like to do. Kill his opposition, imprison his opposition.
Wow. That is Hillary Clinton on a delusional rant claiming that President Trump was modeling himself after Putin, Xi, and Kim Jong-un to kill his opposition, imprison his opposition, drive journalists and others into exile. I'm sorry, I just have to ask a couple questions here. Which party is it that's running off of trying to imprison Donald Trump? Would that be Democrats? Alvin Bragg ran on it. Isn't it Alvin Bragg that's raised $800,000+ for re-election off of going after Donald Trump? Isn't it Democrats and the state attorney general who said they're going to go after Donald Trump and try to take his buildings? Isn't it Democrats who have lied about Russian collusion, knowing that it was actually Hillary Clinton that paid for the Steele dossier, her campaign, and the Democratic National Committee that paid for the Steele dossier? Isn't it the media and the journalists, the fake journalists in the media, that are driving anyone that disagrees with them into exile? Remember January the 6th, right? Don't forget that. Don't forget that. And isn't it the same media that lies to you every single day about what's happening in this world? I'll give you an example. Biden campaign co-chairman had this to say, falsely claiming that Biden is, quote, standing for peace and Republicans would stoke the flames of war. Remember when they said that Donald Trump, who got us into zero wars, was going to take us into World War III? Do you remember that? Yeah. And the media, talking to Governor JB, Democrat from Illinois, and allowing him to put out this propaganda without questioning it today.
When you think about the protests, it's Joe Biden that's standing for peace and a lasting peace at that. And it's the Republicans that, frankly, would stoke the flames of war in the Middle East. So we did see a protest at O'Hare this week. But I think you should notice that protesters were out and about across the country. And it was in Chicago where they ended that protest soonest.
Wow. So there you go. Biden co-chair. Remember, President Trump delivered 4 years of worldwide peace is what you need to think about through strength. Then Biden took office, and what's happened since then? Total chaos and anarchy around the world. You have a full-blown war between Iran and Israel. You have Hamas and Hezbollah coming after Israel. You have Russia invading Ukraine. You have what's happening now in the Middle East and Afghanistan. You have us pulling out and showing weakness and American troops being killed. But hey, everything's great. This guy is doing everything perfect. He went on to say, people understand that it's Joe Biden that stands for American values. What are America's values then would be the follow-up question that you would have thought that CNN would have asked, right? But they're the communist news network. Biden has surrendered the U.S. border. Is that an American value? Biden has prioritized illegal aliens over U.S. citizens. Is that an American value? Biden has weaponized the judicial system against its top political rival, Donald Trump. Is that the American value? And he goes on TV and he says this is American values, that he's an American values guy. No, he's not. He's a communist. Does CNN ask any questions? No.
People understand that there are really only two candidates that have a path to victory in this country and in Michigan. And, of course, that's Joe Biden and Donald Trump. And the challenge for people is, you know, you're looking at two very different sets of values. And I think people understand that it's Joe Biden that stands for American values.
No, he doesn't. He stands up for the illegal immigrants who aren't even Americans. Those are the values of the Biden administration. It's America last, the rest of the world first. NBC News, by the way, came out with a new poll. Job approval of recent presidents at the same point in their presidencies. You want to know where George Bush, George H.W. Bush was? 43%. Clinton, 52%. W, 43%, 50%. Obama, 49%. Trump, 46%. Where's Biden? All the way down at 42%. 42%. But hey, he's good at his job. NBC poll, which candidate is better at handling a crisis? Trump has a 4% lead in that category. Strong record as a president. Trump a 7% lead. Competent and effective. Trump a 9% lead. And necessary mental and physical health. Trump has a 19% lead.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
to the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This inflation is costing the average American family now about $23,000 more than it cost you to live in 2020. The new report coming out saying that families are now spending on average $940 more in January of 2024 than they did in January of 2020. The average household income per month is about $6,000, according to some of the latest data coming out. And what that means is, well, you're having to spend almost $1,000 more every month making your standard of living stay the same as it was in 2020. Now, this is obviously having a big impact on our economy. It's having an impact on housing prices. All right, if you look at housing costs, they have skyrocketed in this country. And we are also now seeing people are worried about their retirement because what it means is you're going to have to save more now to pay for what it's going to cost later because inflation, if it continues on this astronomical pace. There's also something else that people are very worried about, especially those 50 and older. It is about saving enough for retirement. I want to bring in a friend of mine now to talk about this. It's Alan Johnson. He's the managing director of Freedom Gold. Alan, I appreciate you coming on. I want to talk specifically, and I got a lot of questions for you, so I want to go through this. Right now, the strategy when it comes to retirement has to be looked at very differently than it was 5 years ago or even 10 years ago because it's costing so much more now to live the same way you did 5 years ago and especially 10 years ago. Am I wrong?
No, you're right.
So what does that mean, and how do people's mindsets need to change if you know that it's changing the way you're going to have to look even at retirement or maybe even how long you're going to have to work?
You know, Ben, I'll tell you, we all know the Bidenomics is not working. It was never going to work from day one. We've got $1 trillion in new debt every 100 days. And this is why
Hold on. Whoa. You got to say that again, because I don't think people understand that. Every 100 days, our national debt is going up $1 trillion. So that's more than $3 trillion we're going to add to the national debt this year alone.
That's right. The dollar, the U.S. dollar is in what we call a debt spiral. And that's because our federal government is going deeper in the red by creating $1 trillion in new debt every 100 days.
You look at that, and then you see another headline that's come out. Barron's has this headline from 3 days ago. Gold prices are rallying, and here's why and what to expect. The price of gold is up 15% this year to a recent new high of $2,409 and has gained 22% since the Federal Reserve began raising interest rates in March. Why is it that gold prices are going up as the Federal Reserve is raising interest rates?
Well, I'll tell you what's happening. The market is speaking. And what it's doing is it's concluding that these currencies have a problem. So what's happening is capital is flowing into the old kind of money that's held up for thousands of years, like gold. And what that shows you is that's a vote against the dollar. When you see gold spiking like it is now, that's a big vote of no confidence in the dollar. And, you know, there's no way to know how this is actually going to play out in the next few months. But I'll tell you one thing. This is terrifying the central banks because they're behaving as, like, aggressively buying gold. And they've bought, listen to this number, 1,000 tons of gold in each of the last 2 years.
Wait, who is this again? Hold on. Who is that again that's buying that much gold?
The central banks. Not just, you know, the central banks all around the globe. This is happening everywhere. So they're aggressively buying gold. And they've bought about 1,000 tons of gold in each of just the last 2 years. Well, 1,000 tons
is a fourth of the gold that comes out of all the gold mines in a given year. So that's a major purchase. And, you know, they don't turn around and sell it. They take it off the market. They take that gold off the market, and they put it away as a reserve asset. So what's happening is the gold is effectively disappearing, and this makes the market become even tighter. And this is also a part of the reason why gold is going up.
Let's talk about another headline. ABC News has it this way. Gold prices hit a record high. What's behind the surge? They said the price of gold has climbed 17% in 2024. And they said that shoppers are flocking even to places like Costco to buy gold bars. And the reason why they're doing it is they're tired of seeing their stock market and their mutual funds be their only investment, especially as gold's doing what it's doing. So there is a scary aspect of this with people that are listening right now. You call some of these companies out there and they're like, oh, it's doomsday. Put all your money in gold or put all your money in silver. And they take massive commissions. So you start up so upside down from the day you bought that it's like highway robbery. What's the warning for that as well? Because that's an important warning.
Well, first of all, you know, you want to get with a reputable group like us. For instance, our what we call spreads or premiums are very low. We come in below everybody out there. And the reason being is we just do not charge those huge premiums. We're not, you know, putting our money into all these celebrities out there where they have to charge these huge premiums. But the reason people are scared is because, yeah, their stocks are going down, talking about black swan events, all these different things. But really what they need to know is that gold is viewed as the ideal hedge against this inflation. Because, look, inflation isn't going backwards. It's going forward. Our numbers are going to go up. And with gold, what it does is this value tends to rise when the price of goods goes up. And this is because our green fiat, I call it risky fiat currency, because all it is debt. Well, what happens is it loses its purchasing power when things become more expensive. And then guess what? Gold tends to be priced into those currency units. And I'll tell you, if you look back, say, 50 years ago, gold prices have kept up with inflation and the metal's purchasing power has increased while the dollar has lost its value and its purchasing power. And I want to give you one example to your listeners. In 1930, 1/100th of an ounce of gold would buy 2.5 loaves of bread. And a dollar back then would buy 11 loaves of bread. Now, fast forward to where we are today, that same tiny little 1/100th of an ounce of gold can buy 15 loaves of bread, but guess what? A dollar? 1/2 a loaf of bread. So what does that tell us? That means that gold has more or less kept pace with the price of bread over that period while the dollar has eroded.
It's incredible. I want people that do want to talk to you guys and to be able to connect with you and get more information. How is the best way for them to get in contact with you and get what they need to know about this?
So they can call us on our toll-free number, and that toll-free number, I'll give it to you, it's 1-888-411-1845. I'll give it again. It's 1-888-411-1845.
And also, if they want to look up and get more, you guys have a great investor's guide on gold that gives you intel. And I say this because I've actually worked with you guys. You guys charge 20 to 30% less than other companies for the same gold. Way less. I mean, that's incredible, especially when you're talking about investing and being a part of your portfolio. And you guys never tell people to put all your money in gold, which is, I think, a horrific terrible thing that happens when people take advantage of a lot of senior citizens. They'll scare them and say, oh, get all your money in gold. And they charge a massive premium and it makes me angry. And that's why I want people to know about you, but also the website where they can read more. Where do they go?
Yeah, they can go to freedomgoldusa.com. And let me just share one thing. I'm so happy to hear you say that because I can't tell you how much enough I say diversify, diversify, diversify. And the reason I say that is a lot of the major asset classes today, like stocks, real estate, and commodities, they're all correlated. And so what they do is they move in the direction, the same direction at the same time. Gold, however, is driven by a completely different set of factors, and it has a low correlation with those other assets. So in other words, gold's performance moves independently and may help serve as a return diversifier with a broader multi-asset portfolio. So just like you said, it aligns perfectly with the investment mantra of not putting all your eggs in one basket. What it does do is it provides you a safety net against events that may plummet the value of popular investments like stocks.
Give the website real quick because we're almost out of time. I want to make sure people get it.
Freedom. Yep, it's freedomgoldusa.com.
FreedomGoldUSA.com. Check them out and get information. I've had so many people contact me going, Ben, do you really trust Freedom Gold? The answer is yes. And I wanted you to hear what they had to say about the economy so you understand who you're dealing with. Go and check them out, FreedomGoldUSA.com. That's FreedomGoldUSA.com. Alan Johnson, Managing Director of Freedom Gold, thank you, sir, for coming on. I really appreciate your time tonight and talking about what's happening in the economy. Thank you. Please share this podcast with your family and friends. Please make sure you write us a 5-star review wherever you're listening to this podcast so that it will help us reach more people. And we will see you back here tomorrow.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.